The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do. Nothing else can take your place.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" Think about it. If you're living life as an unbeliever with an expectation that something nice is going to happen at the end of your life, please think again. What comes after death is really not very pleasant at all. The Almighty has also said concerning believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven?" Which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me they can be trusted in this life. So if you're a person who at some stage has believed and you're just carrying on living your life as though the Almighty doesn't exist, maybe you need to think about that too, because eternity is not going to be a great place for you either. I'd like to resume the subject of the last few weeks, seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator, and this is part 11. We're going to look at component 6, research, and 7, action. We'll then move on to our next theme, which is where will you spend eternity? The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." So, just an overview of today's program. We'll consider the reality that as you walk with Father, you will need to research and discover about Him, His ways, and most importantly, His will for your life. I'll stress that this is your walk and it is unique to you. I will stress that you can learn from other human beings to a point, but in time, you must learn directly from Father if you are to become His friend. I will state that it is important to understand the truth about creation and the truth about the flood and the impact this has had on the world around us. I will state that you need to act on what you are learning and that you should step out in emunah, trust and belief or faith to do that. We'll then commence a teaching on where will you spend eternity. We'll discover that it is possible to overcome and sit on a high throne for eternity, that it is possible for believers to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and be utterly destroyed, and that it is possible for believers to be sent to the outer darkness in heaven and be utterly rejected by the Almighty. So, a bit of introduction. Who am I? My name is James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering. I've spent much of my adult life as a strategic management consultant and more recently as a business executive. I have over 26 years' experience of seeking actively to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and shortly physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. Please visit the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Questions from last week's program. Do you really think there is such a problem in that? I'm not quite sure what this person was referring to, but I think he was referring to possibly to the references to the wrong words, wrong names. The reason the wrong names, such as the Lord and God and Jesus, are such a problem is that they have pagan origins. So God is the name of a demonic power. The Lord is the name of a demonic power. Jesus is a derivative of Zeus, which is a demonic power. So as a result of corruption of understanding, these words have come into common use. But in 2003, before Satan could be sent to the pit, the grace for the use of those words had to be withdrawn. So yes, it is a problem. Question number two, are you saying it is all up to us? No, Father will meet you, but at the end of the day, your journey with Father, your walk with Father is up to you. It's your choice as to whether you're going to really go for it or go after it in a haphazard, ill-disciplined fashion or not follow through at all. You may listen to this program and do nothing, and that's your choice. It's your call. So in that sense, yes, it is all up to us. If you want to become a friend, if you really put your mind to it and say, I'm going to become a friend, I'm going to do whatever it takes, and you read my writings, you pray, you do the things that I recommend that you do, you will find that you will get close to Father. Again, your call. Do we need to know our purpose here? Well, our purpose is simple. It's to become friends with the Almighty. The rest of it is fluff and stuff. The reason he created all of this is that he could have friends. Question four, are we going to feel something from the music? It's not really the music, it's the words of the song, it's the anointing on the singers. Yes, under certain circumstances you will feel something and feels a bit like an electric current, which is the anointing, the spirit of the Almighty flowing. You may have other experiences. I've seen people just sink to the ground under the weight of the anointing. You can have any number of experiences, but it's not from the music. It's from Father coming through the music, responding to the worship. Question five, can prayers help? Absolutely, prayers are absolutely essential. In my opinion, if you want to get anywhere close to Father, you'd better start talking to him, and you'd better start praying to him and asking him to help you. I've spent quite a few sessions talking about prayer, and I really commend those teachings to you. Bit of clarification, somebody came back to me based on what I said a few weeks ago about sexual intercourse within a covenant union intended to be enjoyable, and they somehow got that I was saying that pornography, etc. was okay. I'm not saying that pornography is okay. I was speaking about sexual lovemaking within a covenant relationship intended to be enjoyed. So let's move on to the body of this session today. We're looking at component six, research and discovery. Up to this point, I've addressed a wide range of measures that you can employ to help you draw close to Father Yah, based on my own experience of walking this road for over 26 years. But you are not James. You are your own person. And I say again, there is no recipe. Yes, you can fast track your journey based on my learning over all these years. But if you want to go beyond me, you will have to achieve your full potential with Yah. Sorry, but you want to go beyond me. You want to achieve your full potential with Yah. You do not want to be a carbon copy of James. You want to be the best you that you can be. To do that, you have to go beyond what I can teach you. You have to research what Father Yah desires for you. You need to learn your own lessons, make your own mistakes, grow with him. Discover truths that I lack. Learn more about what I've already discovered. There's a huge deficit in the world today with regard to the matters of the Almighty Creator. Once you make a quality decision to seek a deep personal relationship with Him and start to take the measures that I've advocated here, pray the prayers, apply the cleansing measures, you will be opening up a whole new vista for interaction with Him that will take you down your own journey. I can only give you pointers. I cannot tell you how to walk your road. It is up to you to discover, to research, to learn, to write, to speak, to do whatever Father Yah wants you to do. You may make much use of what I've written, or you may make little use of it. That is up to you. What matters is that you do what Father wants you to do. I can't stress this enough, folks. So much of what is wrong with religion in the world is around this thing that somebody develops a close relationship with Father, and then people open up a whole new denomination following that particular individual's teachings. That's so off the mark, folks. Don't follow another human being's teachings. Use that to open the door for you to reach a place that's closer to Father than any human being before you. It's there. It's totally available to you. In the early years of my walk, from 1993 to around 1998, possibly say 2000, I read a lot, I listened to hundreds of teaching tapes, I learned from others. From that point on, I listened to Father, learned from him, and wrote what he taught me, and less and less relied on the writings of other human beings. That pattern continues today. All that I write today is either my own creation or given by Father. I think that this is probably a fairly general principle. In the first few years of an intense walk with Father, learn from those who've gone before. Thereafter, go beyond what they did, listen, and act yourself. Whether Father wants you to write or speak or act is between you and Him. He desires to use your gifts and your abilities to their best potential. He wants to be part of every aspect of your life, your family, your enterprise, your relationship with Him. And He wants to do that in a way that harnesses and maximizes your strengths. So expect to conduct research and discovery in whatever form He leads, whether that is digging into my material, reading ancient texts, reading modern texts unrelated to religion. That's up to you and Him, but you will, at some level, conduct research so that you can grow to your full potential. I say again, do not limit yourself by relying on another human being to lead you. Father is the way and the only way. When Yeshua said that he was Jesus, you may know him as, said that he was the way, the truth, and the light, he was saying that his life was the example of how to do it, not that he was in some mystical way the way. Yah is the way. Yah is the only way. Let's talk a bit about creation and the flood. As part of your early research, I suggest that you come to grips with the truth about creation, that it was a progressive, experimental, evolutionary process that took place over millions of years, and it was not some flash in the pan all done in 7 24-hour periods. You do not have to suspend your intellect to serve the Almighty. Folks, it is mechanically impossible for the universe to have come into existence in 7 24-hour periods. The disposition of the planets and the stars could just not happen in that from a point of view of basic laws of physics. Everything would have just fallen apart if he tried to do that. It took place over millions of years in an evolutionary manner. Develop at least a basic understanding of the truth about the flood, as described in more detail elsewhere in my material. There's a whole lot of material on the website. There's videos on YouTube, presentations and slideshare. In particular, get a fix on the reality that the entire planet was overwhelmed with water, and there really were only 8 human survivors, comprising Noah and his 3 sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham, and their respective wives. From these 8 people, all the nations of the earth have descended. Simplistically, the Europeans, Arabs, and other Middle Easterners and the people of India descended from Shem, the people of the Far East, China, Japan, Korea from Japheth, and the people of Africa from Ham. Of these people, the Shemites have remained closest to the Almighty, and hence the main monotheistic religions are effectively Shemite religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Japheth has walked a middle line between belief in Yah and all sorts of other forms of worship, and Ham has gone entirely into ancestor worship, that's demon worship, and witchcraft, and sunk into great poverty as a consequence. Understanding these fundamentals is critical to understanding the world today. Let's move on to component number 7, action. Inherent to all the previous points are various actions directed at getting you to a point where you have a deep personal relationship with Father and are able to hear His voice clearly and walk with Him in the deepest possible way. Turn to the Insights page on the website to read what Father said to me during a few months when I was particularly close to Him, in order to give you some idea of the challenges and the issues that you could potentially get involved with. In getting there, you will certainly progress from hearing His voice tentatively and uncertainly, because that is part of the learning process, as you quieten and eliminate the demonic voices. As you fast and quieten your own mind, you will come to hear Him more clearly. How clearly is up to you and you alone. He desires for you to hear Him clearly at all times. But you need to do the work to get to that point. If you desire it enough and are prepared to do the work, you have the choice. You can rely on others, myself, your pastor, your priest, your imam, your rabbi, your guru, or other intermediary, even the Bible. If you do that, I have to tell you that that is a cop-out. That is not what Father wants for you. Father wants to talk to you at all times. Please don't disappoint Him. One of the ways to learn to hear Him is to act on what you hear. Go forward in emunah, faith, trust and belief, that He wants you to succeed and that He will catch you when you trip and fall, pick you up and dust you off. Yes, be cautious, never be shy to ask for confirmation, but accept that there will come a point when He will tell you to trust and move forward. He started me out with low-risk things like giving money to beggars, picking up hitchhikers, etc. Many times I would say no and drive on by, only to be convicted by my decision to obey Him and turn around and go back, almost always to find a struggling believer who was greatly blessed by my willingness to help them to some level. In time, He started to send me to other people, including pastors who were out of line. That was tough because in those days I thought they had all the answers and were the men of God for the hour. It was traumatic to be rejected, but I went home, licked my wounds, and kept on going. Understand that once you choose to serve Yah, you're joining a very small minority. The vast majority of those who claim to be serving Him are in such deep error and so far off the mark that they are actually, to all intents and purposes, in the camp of the enemy, as portrayed in the visions reported in the Final Quest. I recommend the Final Quest as a set of visions which are probably the most intense prophetic writing of this recent generation, even though there is quite a bit of error in the doctrine there. Well worth getting a copy and reading it. You can get it off Amazon. It's quite affordable. Companion volume is The Call, which is also worth reading. So that's The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, available on Amazon. Do not be discouraged. It has always been such that you make mistakes. Remember Noah, the only man amongst billions to stand for Yah and bring judgment on the earth. Remember Moshe standing against Pharaoh, Yeshua against the scribes and the Pharisees, Muhammad against the errors of Christianity and Judaism, Martin Luther opposing the gross errors of the Roman Church. Yet each of those men brought about a massive turning around that dramatically impacted the entire world. You have a choice. You can serve the mighty one of this earth, Satan, and his demonic masterminds, or you can choose to be one of an elect few who goes all out to serve the Almighty, mighty Creator, and help to turn this generation away from certain destruction and pave the way for Yah to win the contest. I challenge you to stand by the decision that had you turn to this broadcast and listen all the way to the end. Choose to lay down your life to serve the Almighty and seek a high throne with Yeshua for eternity as a friend of Yah, the eternally self-existing. There is no higher reward available on earth today or in any generation. Remember, the thrones on either side of Yeshua are still available. You could be the one who sits at the right hand of Yeshua as he sits at the right hand of the Father. For those of you who don't think it's important to believe, just consider the possibility that there are over 100 billion unbelievers who've died before this generation. So there are a huge number of demons competing for the top positions. And if you die today, you're not going to get very far in the hierarchy of the satanic realm. So you're going to have a pretty miserable existence. So to sum up about research and action in drawing close to the Almighty, we considered the reality that as you walk with Father, you will need to do research and discovery about him, his ways, and most importantly, his will for your life. I stress that this is your walk. It is unique to you. I stress that you can learn from other human beings to a point, but in time you must learn directly from Father if you are to become his friend. I stated that it was important to understand the truth about creation and the truth about the flood and the impact this has had on the world around us. I then stated that you need to act on what you're learning and that you should step out in emunah, trust and belief, faith. I hope this series on seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator has shown you a range of activities and processes that you can put into place starting right now to draw close to Father. None of them are particularly difficult. None of them are particularly onerous. It just requires you to take a quality decision to go all out to get close to him. So that wraps up the teaching on seven components of drawing close to the Almighty Creator. And we're now going to consider the question of where will you spend eternity in more detail. I've spoken about this in various stages during the broadcasts to date. I'm now going back to a teaching that I wrote in 2004 and which I refreshed a few years ago, which addresses a question that most people are not aware of, and so I hope you'll find it of value. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? A summary first. This teaching addresses the most important question facing every human being today. Where will I spend eternity? Revelation 3:21 in the Christian Bible. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. That's Yeshua, Jesus speaking. That's from the King James Version. It is possible for any one of us to sit on a throne for eternity if we overcome. This contrasts with many verses that indicate that all people, including all who consider themselves to be believers, will be judged, and that believers can spend a part of eternity in hell for their unconfessed sins. Other verses indicate that believers can spend eternity in the outer darkness or can be found to be foolish virgins. On the day of judgment, the Almighty may tell believers to depart from him because they were workers of iniquity and therefore he never knew them, and send them to the outer darkness, which Father refers to as the trash heap of heaven. Iniquity is lawlessness, which is disregard for the commandments. Folks, it's so important to understand this. If you are a believer, there is this extreme continuum from the outer darkness, cold, black, dark, weeping and wailing of gnashing and teeth for eternity, through to high thrones, glorious, prestigious, great esteem, great authority, great power. It's up to you. You can end up in either of those places or anywhere in between by your choices and by your actions. Revelation 21:8 states, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Since the unbelieving are specifically identified, it is apparent that the rest of Revelation 21:8 relates to believers. The teaching that I'm about to give presents the Ten Commandments given to Israel at Mount Sinai, spoken out publicly by the Almighty and written in stone by the Almighty as the fundamental basis of judgment. It is suggested that most people today, including people who consider themselves to be believers, are transgressing most of the commandments, many of them through ignorance as a consequence of incorrect teachings and doctrines. And incidentally, incorrect teaching, incorrect doctrine is lying. So there are a large number of religious people who are going to spend quite a bit of time in the lake of fire and brimstone before they make it to heaven, or in hell at any rate. So there is a continuum of judgment outcome available to all human beings, which ranges between reigning on a high throne for eternity to being a demon on earth to the day of judgment, at which point they may be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to be utterly destroyed. Or they'll remain on earth with no means of getting around, for the majority of them, a pretty miserable existence. I certainly wouldn't like to be a demon, that's for sure. This teaching seeks to present some information with a view to making the options more readily visible. Reference is made to the book The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, which reports that according to the Almighty, in 1995, only 1% of those who had been called to spend eternity in heaven up to that date would do so unless something changed. More recent statistics indicate the situation has deteriorated considerably. The teaching that follows presents many verses from widely accepted texts, primarily the books commonly referred to as the New Testament in the Bible, to demonstrate that it is by no means certain that any believer will qualify to hold any significant rank in heaven. This is supported by reference to passages in the Final Quest. Numerous passages setting out the requirements to enter heaven and to sit on a high throne for eternity are presented. It is shown that this requires a lifestyle that is very different to what most people on earth are living. This lifestyle is also very different to what most people who consider themselves to be believers are living. Folks, there is huge confusion, there's huge error in what the formal religions, be it Christianity, be it Judaism, be it Islam, be it any of the other pantheon religions, all of which have some outworking flowing from true belief in the Almighty. They're all so far off the mark. The only way you're going to get to the truth is to really concentrate on getting close to Father. And if you realize that the opportunity exists to sit on a high throne for eternity, if you're a high achiever, I would think that should excite you and challenge you and cause you to go all out. This teaching will look at requirements like loving our enemies, turning the other cheek, praying for those who despitefully use us, not judging others, walking in humility, walking in unconditional love and not fighting back, even when we are tormented, humiliated, abused, tortured, and viciously put to death, are all demonstrated in this teaching. A number of passages reporting visions given by the Almighty in the Final Quest give clear evidence that many people who believers esteem have only just made it into heaven, and suggest that many people who believers expect to find in heaven will not be there. That's frightening stuff, folks. Various guidelines are given as to how a person who decides to seek a high throne in heaven might go about this, and some prayer suggestions are offered. This document is a challenging and sobering presentation of a picture that it seems not many people today are seriously considering. The article challenges every person who reads it to reassess their priorities and decide how important it is to them to make a concerted effort to avoid spending eternity as a demon on earth, or be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to be destroyed in a moment of torment and terror, or to be relegated to the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven. It's so important to understand that Father's ways are not the ways of the world. And this series of teachings that follows is going to go into a variety of considerations, a variety of principles, a variety of factors that need to be applied in order to qualify to sit on a high throne. So to get to the body of this teaching, where will you spend eternity? What is required in order for you to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? So a critical question. The most important question facing every human being today, as in every generation, is where will I spend eternity? Folks, maybe it's never occurred to you to ask that question, in which case I encourage you to ask yourself right now, where do you think you're going to end up at the end of your life? And if you don't know, then I would suggest you go back and listen to some of my previous teachings. Get on the website. There's a whole lot of information there. And listen on to the rest of this program and the programs to follow. Where will I spend eternity is a question that very few people are considering in earnest. Again, Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. It is possible for any one of us to sit on a throne for eternity if we overcome, versus Revelation 20:11-15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the Almighty, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So that's the incinerator of heaven, utterly destroyed in a moment of terror and torment. So where will you spend eternity? It really is possible for believers to be cast into the lake of fire. And there are very few, as I've discussed a few minutes ago, who understand that eternity involves a continuum ranging from reigning on a high throne with Yeshua, that's Jesus as you may know him, for eternity to being cast into the lake of fire and utterly consumed in the event that they've followed Satan and Satan loses the contest. Have a look at the page on the contest on the website. This teaching seeks to present some information with a view to making the options more readily visible. One of the things to keep in mind, folks, is because there are so few people who are truly serving the Almighty in this age, there's not much reliable information around on quite a lot of what I'm talking about. And that being so, you have to be quite selective. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago and he said, how do we know? And that's a question that's been asked on this program as well. How do you know? Well, the answer to that is you've got to start praying the prayers that I've prayed. You need to cleanse yourself the way I've described, and you need to just really go for it. And you will get to a place where if you ask the right questions, Father will guide you. He will show you. You will come to a place where you will hear something and you will know in your spirit that that's right. But you need to be praying the sort of prayers that I've spoken about on a number of occasions on this program. So an important caveat, many readers are likely to conclude that this teaching is written from what many will regard as a Christian perspective, based on the writings that are cited. At one level, this is accurate, since this is the tradition from which my perspective has developed and on which most of my knowledge is based. However, I have chosen to detach myself from the Christian tradition and simply to see myself as a believer in Yah, the eternally self-existing, that's the Almighty. In doing this, I'm seeking to find a position which is the essence of what the Almighty is saying to mankind today. While my understanding of this position is based on what is commonly referred to as Christian, I've increasingly come to understand that there are pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that are not really covered in modern Christian thinking. I've also come to conclude that most of modern Christian thinking is far removed from the way Yeshua understood things. In fact, if Yeshua, Jesus, were to come today, the church would be the first to put him to death. In fact, since writing the first edition of the e-book on which this teaching is based in March 2004, my understanding of many things has changed massively. In preparing the second edition, I attempted to incorporate the most significant changes in understanding without completely rewriting all that is still valuable in the original edition. In particular, while there are numerous references to the Bible in this teaching, I've come to understand that the Bible, while a useful and authoritative historical resource, is nowhere near as important as a reference work as I thought it to be over 15 years ago. See the page on the Bible, the pages on the Bible on the website for detailed discussion of this topic. In arriving at my current position, I've increasingly taken account of other traditions, particularly Jewish and Muslim, since both these groups are expressly seeking to serve the Almighty, and I've also placed more and more reliance on hearing from Father directly. There are also traditions and bodies of knowledge that I'm currently not knowledgeable about. Particularly in John 10:16, Yeshua says, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." There's reportedly a tradition in South or Central America amongst Aztec or Inca Indians of a man who's considered by some to be Yeshua, appearing to their ancestors about the time of Yeshua's resurrection and appearance to his followers in Israel. There are other reports of others around the world looking to some manifestation of a savior from the Almighty. Accordingly, there are grounds to suppose that there is much that we do not understand about other traditions, other bodies of teachings, etc., which may add to the understanding of what is presented in this teaching. Accordingly, this message is relevant to all mankind, no matter what tradition they have followed to arrive at their present position. I'd like to stress that in what I'm presenting to you, I'm sincerely doing my best to present something which is not Christian, not Jewish, not Muslim. It's my best synthesis of the fundamentals of the way things are from Father's perspective. And particularly if you read through the books, which will hopefully be available, well, they're available on the website today. You can literally go onto the website after this program, and if you look at the menu option about writings at the bottom of the web menu, all the books are available for download. I've just uploaded them earlier today. But if you look at my later writings, none of that has got a particular Christian or Jewish or Muslim flavor. It's independent. It's what Father has been teaching me directly. The question of where will I spend eternity is a question that very few claim to believe and to have some form of relationship with the Almighty seem to be considering in earnest. As far as I can determine, most of those who believe have some vague idea that because they believe, whatever they believe, they will spend eternity in heaven. There are many verses in the sacred writings that indicate that this is not necessarily so. Among the broad spectrum of those who claim to believe, there's massive disparity, diversity, and disagreement. They cannot all be correct. How does anyone know that they are correct? In fact, prayerful consideration of key verses and other prophetic documents indicates that the reality is very different. The book The Final Quest by Rick Joyner reports a number of visions in which Joyner was caught up into the second heaven and the third heaven. In this book, Joyner reports statements that suggest that only 1% of those who had been called to spend eternity in heaven up to the time of the visions in 1995 would do so. Folks, that should alarm you. Looking at the current generation, almost nobody is going to make it to heaven at all, and a very, very small number are going to make it to thrones or even great stature in heaven. If you look at the article on the demographics of the kingdom on the website, you'll see the statistics. A very small number of people qualifying for anything that approximates a senior rank in heaven. So in other words, 99% of those called to spend eternity in heaven as of 1995 would in fact spend eternity elsewhere. On the 17th of January 2002, I was told by the Almighty that in terms of the present generation, it was no longer 1% that would make it. The number of the present generation had declined. I was told that as at that date, if the world was to be judged at that moment, only 30 million people of the entire world population on earth at that moment would qualify to enter heaven. On Passover 2004, the 6th of April, I was told that this number had reduced to 3 million. These statistics relate to dramatic changes that have taken place in the spiritual realm in the years following the 2000th anniversary of the birth of Yeshua, the anointed of Yah, Jesus Christ. Most importantly, Satan was sentenced to spend 1,000 years in the pit on the 3rd of May 2003. See the article on that subject on the website. In revising this text to create the second edition on the 31st of January 2015, Father said to me that today less than 100,000 of the present generation would qualify to enter heaven in some manner if the end were to come together. Now, that's the body of heaven. It's not the 20 million or so who will end up in the outer darkness. It's not the something like 100 million what are called believing unbelievers. Those are unbelievers who think they believe, but they don't actually have a relationship with Father. So they go to church, they read the Bible, but they have no living relationship with Father. So to recap, it is possible to overcome and sit on a high throne for eternity. It is possible for believers to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and be utterly destroyed. It is possible for believers to be sent to the outer darkness in heaven and be utterly rejected by the Almighty. In the weeks to come, we will examine some principles with regard to qualifying to spend eternity in heaven on a high throne. I want to remind you that the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Folks, that's the essence. That's what we're here for, is to be friends with Father, to have him actively participate in every area of our lives. If you're not in a place where that's a reality for you, I really earnestly urge you to change direction right now. Make a commitment. Download the podcasts of the last previous teachings, go on the website, all the, barring the two most recent teachings, all the other teachings are on the the website. They've been transcribed, and the audio recordings are also available to download off the website. So I really urge you to go for it. As I said before, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how poor you are, how well educated you are, how badly educated you are, whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter whether you are, what religion you belong to, if you belong to a religion. It doesn't matter what race or tribe you belong to. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or yellow or anything in between. Father wants a deep personal relationship with you. To wrap up, some key documents. All of these have got corresponding main menu web pages. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator, the teaching that I've just completed now. Recommended worship near the bottom of the menu. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, at the top of the menu. Where will you spend eternity? The teaching that we've just started. What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. One word, endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are also available there. And they're all available at http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page, and the books will be physically available in a few weeks' time. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer, or to give feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them with the next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I really, really hope that you are seriously considering what I've had to say on this program. I really sincerely hope that you are assessing the probability that if you don't change direction, your destiny for eternity is not going to be such a great one. It really is possible to qualify for a high throne and great esteem, great prestige, great authority in heaven for eternity. It really is possible to qualify for the outer darkness, which is cold, black, miserable, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth as people realize the terrible mistake they've made. It's really possible, if you don't believe, to end up as a demon, an ancestor spirit, miserably trying to get by in a realm that is evil, brutal, and hateful. I don't think you want that. It's worth going for a high throne. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Amen.